Welcome in. It's time once again for Your Life Matters. It's with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, welcome again. How are you?
I'm fine, Mike. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. As we are into a brand new month, looking forward to our topic for today. What are we going to be discussing?
Well, actually, it's called emotional dysregulation. It's when we overreact. And what I find, and the way I phrase it is, violence is patience practice too long. Let me give you an example, because I think anyone who has kids has either seen kids do it or has had this experience. Let's say two kids want a toy. They're playing a game, they're fighting about the rules. And one keeps telling the other one, I want to do it this way, I want to do it this way, with no reaction. Often we see them take a swing. And then that's when mom or dad says, okay, everybody, let's take a couple steps back. As parents, sometimes, you know, we're juggling a lot of things. We want kids to get going, get in the car, whatever. And we tell them, and we tell them, and we tell them, and we explode. Now, that's not physical, but that's emotional. We feel frustrated, and we say things in a tone that we wouldn't normally say. And you can tell. I mean, you feel it yourself. You watch the faces of the other people. Sometimes you see people throwing things or screaming or yelling, and the person who's our target of it is like, oh my goodness, what's going on? So those are the kinds of things that I think we need to take a look at and try to address early on, so we can limit it. We'll never get it totally out. We're human, but to not be always pushed to that point. Does that make sense?
It just kind of boils and boils and boils and bubbles over eventually, and you're just waiting, hoping the situation maybe works itself out, and then when it just keeps going and going, and then
boom,
poof, the lid comes off.
And it's the kind of thing that no matter how, even if the situation did need to be corrected emphatically, we're never proud of the way we did it.
Yeah.
You know, that's the thing that goes on. And so, you know, we don't want people to feel that way, and we don't want other people to be scared that way. So what we're really talking about is boundaries. Often people don't want to either say, this is the way we're going to do it. If it's at home, this is where we're going to put our shoes or how we're going to play a game. If it's at school, this is how we do things. At work, here's the procedure. It's all the same kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So the first thing is you want to have the boundary of it, which is an explanation of how things happen. This is what we do. And then we want to make sure that we follow it. So if I say to my students when I was teaching, hey, we always sit down at the beginning of class, then we'll move around later. It's very easy then, if somebody's still standing, say, let me remind you, we all sit down. Mm-hmm. And no, I don't have to shame anybody. I don't have to scold anybody. And they realize there's a process. If I don't have that boundary, and then I have to correct everything all the time. So it's good to have that initial event and procedure defined. School, home, work, it's all kind of the same. You just do it in different ways.
Right.
And then once you see that for whatever reason people are disregarding it, then you speak up early. Hey, this is what we do. And then if they keep doing it, then there's whatever consequence. If you're at home and it's the kids, they might go to their room for a little while or lose a privilege. Which is appropriate? Parents will often say, I don't want my kids to feel bad. No, they feel better when they can serve their time and be done.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. When we talk about some of these things, phrases pop into my head that nip it in the bud is kind of the one that...
Barney Fife on Andy Griffith. Yeah. Yep. Nip it in the bud.
Catch it early and things can go a lot better there. And these are usually centered around just everyday, mundane, routine things that for some reason can just get you really agitated if you let it fester too long, I guess.
Well, and I think it's kind of like, just like the others discussion that we had about listening to your gut. Sometimes we know that it bothers us if our spouse leaves the coffee cup in the coffee table all the time when really you want it in the sink or whatever. But we think we're making a big deal about it. But on the day that you're overwhelmed, that coffee cup is going to be the thing that causes the hugest fight ever. So it's better just to say, hey, could we just do this?
Right.
You know, I don't want to make a big deal about it. It's not the end of the world. However, this bugs me. And knowing that it might not bug somebody else, but if it does, you want to speak up early and calmly when you can just say it. Because throwing a fit about a coffee cup later looks kind of crazy.
Well, and it will probably open up the other person to say, well, you know what, while we're on the topic, here's something that you do that, you know, and then you can have a little working in partnership there, and you can each clear up something that's
bugging that's right. Usually, the other person. But usually have to apologize later. Right, like, oh, right. I might have overreacted.
About 30 seconds left. Any final points?
We've got some books, Boundaries for Your Soul, How to Turn Your Overwhelming Thoughts and Feelings into Your Greatest Allies, as well as any books on boundary, and we'll have more of those on our website.
Excellent. And that website, again, is safeharboril.com. Thanks for joining us again for another installment of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll be back again with another show for you at the same time next Monday.